AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The FBI says Shamsuddin Jabbour, the driver of the pickup truck that killed 14 people in New Orleans, was acting alone. He released videos expressing his support for the Islamic State group. President Biden spoke about it at the White House.
Federal law enforcement and the intelligence community are actively investigating any foreign or domestic contacts and connections that could possibly be relevant to the attack.
The driver's brother, Abdul Rahim Jabbour, told the AP the two had traded emails about 2 weeks ago.
Nothing about his demeanor seemed to be off. He didn't seem to be angry or anything like that. He was just this calm, well-mannered, well-tempered self.
Bourbon Street has reopened in New Orleans, and the delayed Sugar Bowl college football playoff game between Georgia and Notre Dame is underway at the Superdome in New Orleans. Police in Las Vegas say the man who died when a Tesla Cybertruck blew up outside a Trump hotel had shot himself in the head beforehand. Sheriff Kevin McMahill says Matthew Livelsberger was a Green Beret.
He was indeed in the United States Army. He was also a Green Beret Operations Sergeant who spent most of his time at Fort Carson, Colorado, and in Germany. He was on approved leave from Germany, where he was serving with the 10th Special Forces Group.
He says Livelsberger likely planned to cause more damage, but the steel-sided Cybertruck absorbed much of the force from the explosion. Donald Trump is expected to hold a big Washington rally the day before he's sworn in as the nation's 47th president. The victory rally, as it's being billed, will be held at the Capital One Arena in D.C. on January 19th. California is beginning the new year with a solid start to the winter snowpack. Officials say that more storms are needed to keep the state's water supplies on track. Stock indexes slipped as Wall Street's weak end to 2024 carried into 2025. This is AP News. An airline data provider named Delta as the best on-time airline. Here's the AP's Jackie Quinn.
Despite a computer outage in July that forced thousands of cancellations, Delta Airlines is the top U.S. carrier and third worldwide when it comes to flights being on time. The data group Cirium says Delta's rating is 83%. United Airlines came in at nearly 81%, and Alaska Airlines third in the U.S. with just over 79%. Globally, Mexican airline Aeromexico ranked best. Nearly 87% of its flights were on time. Saudia ranked second worldwide. Cirium officials say with severe weather patterns and this past summer's technology outage, the airlines that performed well deserve credit. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.